is we're going to talk to a young lady. Her name is Stina Sanders. She is a model over in London, and she was on Instagram. And then, I don't know if anyone remembers Asena O'Neill. It was a young lady, and I think it was Australia. And
Cessna or something, yeah, I remember, yeah.
She quit Instagram and social media because she said she was living a fake lifestyle. She said that every photo she posted, even though she had hundreds of thousands of followers and would get thousands and thousands of likes, she said every photo was constructed and she would take the photo 100 times or more, and it was making her desperately unhappy. So she quit social media. And so the project that Stina undertook was to take only normal photographs for a week. So, you know, no filters, no makeup, no amazing lighting, just normal posts from her everyday life, and to see what the effects were. And it was interesting stuff altogether. Hello, Stina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Very good.
So can you just tell us a little bit about you first? You're a writer, you're a model. Are you kind of reliant on social media? Are you a social media addict? Where were you before you took on this experiment?
Absolutely. A total social media addict. I annoy my boyfriend completely every single day. I'm always on Instagram. I'm always on my blog. It's a tool that you've kind of got to use in this industry, definitely. So yes, to say I'm an addict is very true.
Okay, very good. Like, did you share normal images, if you like, or were they always ones that you would pose and make sure it looked good and retake the photo, or were you happy enough to share casual snaps?
A mixture of both, if I'm honest. I mean, most of them were contrived. Some of them were either with an airbrush or a filter or some sort. I never, obviously, until this experiment, I never really posted to the extent I've done recently, but it depends. Sometimes if I'm having a funny day or a funny picture happens, I definitely will post it. That's not a problem. But majority of the time, there's a lot of thought goes behind the images, you know, just to market myself, really.
And would you kind of, you know, there's this whole kind of phenomenon towards social media anxiety. If you post a picture and it doesn't get a certain amount of likes within a certain amount of time, would you delete it or would you feel self-conscious about the picture?
I think it's so funny to say. I mean, I wouldn't personally delete a photo. However, I do know a lot of people that my friends, for example, if she doesn't get any more than 15 likes, she just deletes it. She's like, oh, it's just rude. No one's liking my picture. I must look ugly. So I do think there is this added pressure, especially now for younger girls. You know, they see their idols, they see celebrities with hundreds, if not thousands of likes. And people want that. You know, they want to compare themselves to other people and try and achieve that. So, yeah, I think there is a pressure at the moment.
So what was the experiment you undertook and what inspired it exactly?
So the Daily Mail, they contacted me, and obviously it was on the backhand of Asena O'Neill. And they just sort of said, look, we want to do a social media experiment. We want to see what happens when you don't post your usual glamorous photos and you start posting more raw, real images, things that you wouldn't even dare share with your friends or your family. So, I mean, I was like, definitely, I'm definitely up for this. I think when you work in the industry, I think you know how fake it is. And also, because I'm a model, it comes with a stigma. And a lot of people come up to me and they're like, God, your life's so glamorous. It's so good for you. But actually what they don't know, because obviously I don't share it, is I suffer with anxiety. I grew up with a disabled sibling. You know, life is not perfect. And I was so up for the challenge because I wanted to prove exactly that.
And so you, what kind of photos were you posting? This is over the space of just 7 days.
Yeah, 7 days. So I posted pictures of my feet. I'm training for the London Marathon at the moment.
Oh,
so
dear.
It was chipped toenails. It was pretty grim, to be honest. And I hate feet, so I'm really sorry if anyone else despised that picture. I also posted me coming up my psychotherapy session. I just finished an intense course, so I posted about that. And also me, a selfie of myself just before a colonic irrigation. So,
okay, so we're talking very real here. We're not talking just whipping up an omelette.
No, it was very real. And I think the journalist from the Daily Mail who had approached me, I don't think she realised just how real I would get. But I did it.
You'd be very good on I'm a Celebrity.
yeah.
And so, Stina, what numbers how many followers, I should say, did you start with on Instagram? And after the week, how many had you lost or gained?
I started off with about 15,000 followers.
Okay, it's a very healthy number.
Yep. And then come the end, it was just under 10,000.
Wow, so you lost 5,000 followers in a week.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very dramatic fall and it really shocked me. I actually thought it would be the likes would decrease, but my followers would remain the same. But the total opposite happened.
Wow, that is fascinating. And were people, as well as unfollowing you, were people posting like unsavory comments on the photos going, oh, this is gross, or stop that, or, you know?
A few people. Actually, one of my friends posted on it saying, your feet look gross here. But actually, what was the interesting part of the whole experiment was it was women. Normally, in my pictures, it's a split between women and men. But I noticed that it was actually women commenting on the images, you know, saying, yeah, me too. Like, I defuzz on a Monday. And obviously the anxiety photo really resonated with a lot of people. You know, I think people were like, this is so great, you're talking about it. I suffer with anxiety too. So I definitely noticed a massive increase in women commenting, just because I think they could relate to the pictures.
That is, you know, it's fantastic as well, because this is a whole new phenomenon that just didn't exist like 5 years ago. Social media picture anxiety, and assuming that because someone looks amazing in these photos that, you know, you could very well base level be beautiful, but you know, you're a professional model, so you know about lighting and posing and all this kind of stuff. And like, people assume that whatever they see, they just consume that as being the norm. So that's very brave.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, it wasn't really a brave thing. I never was hesitant about doing it. I just wanted to show. I mean, I know so many, especially young girls, like my younger cousin. I mean, she's only 8. And the other day she sort of said to me, like, oh, you know, this person is a celebrity and she got a picture. You know, she's got this and this and her skin's flawless. And I said, yeah, but she's been airbrushed. And my cousin didn't even know what airbrushing meant. And that's, to me, I think, quite the poisonous side of social media. I think people don't realize how fake it is. So I just felt like I had to take this one step further and just show people that really no one is perfect.
And since when did this story come out? When did you announce that this was, you know, an experiment you had undertaken, if you like?
I actually, first of all, announced it on my personal Facebook. I sort of said to my friends, I've been doing an experiment. Did anyone notice? And all my friends didn't notice. And now that could have been because they know the real me. They know that if I didn't pluck my eyebrows every day, I'd have a monobrow. So I think they weren't shocked by it. But I didn't actually announce it on my sort of my public social media, if you say. But obviously until the Daily Mail article came out, that's when people realised what I had been doing.
And since that's happened, have you gained a substantial number of followers?
I think I'm over 100,000 followers now or something.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Literally in the space of 2 days. But I think just purely because people appreciate that, you know what, yeah, let's just be real here. Like, what are we all playing at?
Steen, listen, I think it's very brave what you did, and a fascinating little social litmus test. So props to you. Thanks a million for coming on.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
And you, thanks a million.